On this episode of Weekly Science Week, we'll be discussing dietetics, razor blades, and our guest, Dr. Fiona Morona, will talk to us about the way our minds are shaped. All this and more on this week's podcast. This is the Weekly Science Week Special Topics Science Podcast. Welcome to the Weekly Science Week Special Topics Science Podcast. I'm James Farrison. Dietitians are beginning to rethink their condemnation of sugars, saturated fats, and sodium after discovering a new, necessary mineral referred to as deliciousness. Foods high in these three nutrients, and other foods thought to be very bad for you, seem to be extremely high in deliciousness, causing some nutritional specialists to use the phrase, "A bacon double cheeseburger and milkshake a day keeps the doctor away." Razor blade technology has advanced over the past several years, with blades becoming thinner, sharper, and more numerous. A new development proposes an alternative way to think about shaving, and plans to promote shaving with an extremely dull, rusty razor. Some theorize that the hair, after seeing this horrible razor, will then laugh itself off of your face. Don't expect to see this on the market anytime soon, though. Right now, the manufacturer is concerned that the hair on your head will laugh itself off as well. In sports, the Major League Science season starts this weekend with an opening game of the Boston Bunsens versus the Cleveland Teslas. Expect a high-scoring game with lots of home runs, touchdowns, goals, piece captures, and sunken battleships. The things we think can sometimes feel beyond our control, and it has always been impossible to read someone else's thoughts. Up until now, only a few elite psychologists have even seen a glimpse of what goes on in our minds. We have one of them, Dr. Fiona Morona, here with us today to talk about a brand new concept regarding our own minds. Doctor, thank you for coming into the studios for today's program.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Dr. Morona, if you please, just tell us a little bit about your experiences as an expert in the field of psychology.
Well, some of my projects that I would consider notable include my work on lab rats, specifically teaching them manners and societal standards for dating. Very important work, but unfortunately, we spent all of our funding on tiny silverware for dinner scenarios.
Now, I've been reading up on your new theory, and although I consider myself somewhat of a science enthusiast, I found some of the concepts hard to grasp. For instance, you keep mentioning something called a brain. What is this brain?
Well, imagine you have a giant piece of paper on which you write everything that you have ever learned. Then you take that piece of paper, go online, find instructions on how to make an origami cauliflower, and do a somewhat mediocre job when trying to make it. That's the brain.
So, the brain is like the data center of the body?
You've got it.
I see. So, tell us a little bit about your new theory regarding the brain.
I just told you. The brain is literally a smushed-looking origami cauliflower, covered with all the things you know. Thankfully, the brain paper, or mind you script, is written on with fairly permanent ink, so it won't wash off too quickly in your brain juices.
And that's how we forget things.
Exactly. This is eye-opening in so many ways. It explains pretty much everything about the way our brains work. We learn things from the tiny hand in our skulls that takes notes on our brain. Some of these tiny hands are also impeccably good at drawing pencil sketches. Can you guess what trait this results in?
Photographic memory?
That's the one.
Now, this is some amazing science from an academic standpoint, but what does this mean for human beings? How is this going to affect our lives?
Well, autopsies can be more informative now. Dead bodies can have their brains removed and read for details relating to their deaths. It's not actually too hard to find, either. Their death information should be at the tail end of the manuscript.
And beyond criminal psychology, are there medical advances to be found here?
Absolutely. There is currently a rare brain condition referred to as cranial craniosis that can be developed at birth and cause dysfunction in behavior, such as belief that one is a bird, or sudden cravings for fresh, raw fish. The root cause of this seems to be a misshapen brain, folded into the shape of a paper crane instead of a fleshy cauliflower. With the help of a medical origamiologist, which is the doctor of paper folding, we believe we should be able to fix the shape of afflicted brains and restore normal functions.
Amazing progress. Thank you so much for coming onto the show today, Doctor. And remember, Cranial craniosis is a very serious, but now, curable disease. If you'd like to help, please donate at your local origami clinic today. Tune in next week for more science stories. This is James Farrison for the Weekly Science Week Special Topics Science Podcast, and thanks for listening.